From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. The World Health Organization is calling for the immediate evacuation of hundreds of sick and wounded people from eastern Aleppo, Syria. The WHO estimates children comprise about one-third of the hundreds of civilians killed or wounded during the past 2 weeks. Rick Brennan is the WHO Director of Humanitarian Emergencies.
It's very, 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 very difficult indeed to get medical supplies into these remaining health facilities, to get medical equipment and fuel. And no patients can get out.
Meanwhile, Russia marked the first anniversary of its bombing campaign in Syria on Friday. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights reported that about 3,800 civilians, almost one quarter of them children, have been killed in Russian airstrikes in Syria since the start of Moscow's air campaign. U.S. President Barack Obama said that Shimon Peres's determination to coexist with Palestinians is in the hands of Israel's next generation and its friends. During his eulogy at the funeral for the late Israeli leader, Obama praised Peres as one of the giants of the 20th century who unfortunately did not live to see his dream of peace become reality.
The region is going through a chaotic time. Threats are ever present. And yet he did not stop dreaming and he did not stop working.
Peres suffered a severe stroke 2 weeks ago and died Wednesday at age 93 in a hospital. For more, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Democratic presidential nominee Hillary Clinton is promoting her plans for enhancing public service opportunities. In a speech in Coral Springs, Florida, on Friday, Clinton said she thinks America is strongest when people work together. She also took a shot at Republican Donald Trump's Twitter rant about a former Miss Universe contestant early Friday, saying it shows he does not have what it takes to be president.
I mean, his latest Twitter meltdown is unhinged, even for him. It proves yet again that he is temperamentally unfit to be president and commander-in-chief.
Meanwhile, in Michigan, Donald Trump repeated his assertion that the media is biased against him.
The news anchors and the donors and the lobbyists who are used to getting their way are trying to do everything they can to help crooked Hillary Clinton and to cling to their power and their prestige and their money. The arrogant political class doesn't believe in protecting jobs and wages for Americans.
The next presidential debate is October 9th. The two vice presidential candidates, Mike Pence for the Republicans and Democrat Tim Kaine, will debate October 4th. The Rosetta spacecraft's 12-year mission studying a comet came to an end Friday when it crash-landed on the surface as planned, snapping photos along the way. Rosetta, the first space probe to circle a comet, was ordered to fire its thrusters for 208 seconds. It then slipped out of orbit and collided onto the icy surface of the 67P comet. Patrick Martin is the mission manager.
Flying to a comet and around a comet for over 2 years, as close as a few kilometers and more than 500 million kilometers from Earth, is a challenge, and we've done it, and this tells you that we've got the right people here and, the best people you can get to do this job, and we are very proud here.
The spacecraft, which was launched in 2004, sent a probe named Philae onto the surface of the comet in November of 2014. Italian police were investigating organized crime and recovered two paintings by Dutch artist Vincent van Gogh that had been stolen from a museum in 2002. The two paintings, the Seascape at Scheveningen and the Congregation Leaving the Reformed Church at Noonan, were recovered during a raid against a crime organization outside Naples. The artworks will remain in Italy during an ongoing investigation and subsequent trial. For more, visit our website. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.